Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Hi everyone.
Hello everyone.
My name is David Bell.
I'm Tom Ryman.
and we just watched Muppet Christmas Carol.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Ah.
Made in the year of our Lord 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Bah. Humbug. He was the greediest man alive.
It's Ebenezer Scrooge.
Until the night he met someone extraordinary.
Hello.
The Muppet Christmas Carol.
I'll drink to Mr. Scrooge, even though he is odious, stingy, and badly dressed.
Humbug.
Okay, well, first of all, this is a Patreon. This is a We Just Watch classic brought to you by our Patreon subscriber, Lef.
Thank you, Lef.
Thank you, Lef. This was a delightful choice. It was. We don't do anything holiday appropriate.
Not usually.
But Lef and our next We Just Watch classic are both Patreon subscribers who are just like, do holiday stuff. And I kind of appreciate it because it means we have holiday appropriate movies.
Yeah.
You know, we're not watching, I don't know what. We're not watching like Halloween, you know?
Yeah. Some holiday content.
Yeah. So,
some HallCon.
HallCon. Thanks for that HallCon, Lef.
Thank you, Lef.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Tom, have you seen this movie before?
Yes. I saw it. I've seen it probably a few times, but I haven't seen it in decades.
Okay.
So it's been a minute.
I've never seen this movie before.
Really? Okay.
I don't watch Muppet things.
I don't seek them out usually, but like it's one of those things that like when it gets thrown on at like, you know, when you're home visiting family or whatever, when there's kids around and a Muppet thing is on, I'm like, all right, I can get down with some Muppets.
Yeah, I watched Sesame Street. I think I enjoyed Muppet Babies in my youth.
Oh, yeah, Muppet Babies was the shit.
But the Muppet movies, I don't know. They just sort of passed me by.
Mm-hmm.
They creep me out a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay. how do you like Muppet Christmas Carol?
I like it. It's fine.
Yeah. It's Brian Henson? It's Jim Henson's son?
Yes, yeah, it's Brian Henson.
It's his first film. I believe it's the first film since the death of his father in 1990.
I think it's 100% the first Muppet film since his father died.
Yeah, it's dedicated to him.
Mm-hmm.
Although they had
worked on the Ninja Turtles sequel before this.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I was looking into a little bit of the making, and it looks like this was the first one. They had some earlier versions of this. I guess they were going to have the Muppet characters portray the ghosts. They were going to have, I guess, Robert and the Frog as the Ghost of Christmas Past, Miss Piggy as the Ghost of Christmas Present, and Gonzo or Animal were going to be the Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come, and then they decided to make it creepier.
Yes,
and
they sure as hell did.
Original Muppets. They looked into... Who's David Hemmings?
Don't know.
Okay. He was one of the people looked at to play Scrooge. David Warner. That would have been good.
David Warner.
Also considered George Carlin.
That would have been wild.
That would have been absolutely... Yeah, that would have been... I don't know what
man.
That would have been.
George Carlin.
Holy shit. But they went with Michael Caine, which is, I didn't even know he was in this. The moment his name showed up, I was like, oh, I'm going to love this.
Yeah,
it's great. Michael Caine.
Yeah, it's 85 minutes of Michael Caine screaming at Muppets.
Yes, he said, when he was offered the role, he said, I'm going to play this movie like I'm working with the Royal Shakespeare Company. I will never wink. I will never do anything Muppety. I'm going to play Scrooge as if it is an utterly dramatic role and there are no puppets around me.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. In a way, I related to him in this world of Muppets.
Yeah, he's not. That totally makes sense because he absolutely fucking just plays the part. Like he's like being all dramatic and shit.
Yeah, it's perfect. Just mm-hmm. him with Muppets.
It works really well.
Yeah, him yelling at Muppets. It's just God.
It stops being like he's doing so much heavy lifting that like for me anyway, it like stops being jarring. Like the Muppets' presence stops being jarring. Does that make sense?
Yes. I was always. Are they mutants? What?
I don't know. They're Muppets.
Okay, because it's
I don't know
it's
what the fuck they are.
It's tough because they're also all actors. Like in the Muppet world, like I watch the behind the scenes, and they interview the Muppets just as themselves, as Kermit, talking about their characters and their roles, which confuses me. I mean, they do a little bit behind the scenes of the puppet stuff, but they mostly, first of all, Kermit. I always forget this about Kermit. In the movie, he's like a geek. He's just kind of a weakling. In real life, in real Muppet life, Kermit is like incredibly sarcastic and actually a very funny frog in the interviews. But so like Beaker and Bunsen?
Yeah, Bunsen Honeydew, yeah.
Yeah, they're scientists, right?
Yes, yes.
What are they doing acting?
I don't know. It's like a community theater play.
Okay. And then, like, Shakespeare was a Muppet? Or is that in the movie?
It was like Shakespeare bust.
Yes, and he's in a Muppet form, right?
Yeah, he's, like, Muppetized.
Does that mean Shakespeare, like, historically is a Muppet? Or is it...
In the Muppet universe?
Yes, or are they making a joke in the... Are the Muppet actors making a joke in the production of Christmas Carol?
Jesus Christ, Dave, I don't know.
Well, there's several layers to this, right?
I guess, or it's also, I mean, it's just, it's like, they're just like pro wrestlers, like refusing to break character, basically.
Well, Gonzo and the Rat, they play themselves. They're credited as themselves. And they're
Gonzo's playing Charles Dickens.
Oh, you're right. No, just the Rat is playing
just
himself.
Just the Rat is credited
Rizzo?
As himself.
Rizzo the Rat? Is that
yes.
it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that's weird.
I love that we're spending so much time on this.
Well, I was trying to break down the logic of the universe.
Why?
I don't know, because it's weird. It's meta.
They're Muppets.
Yeah, but they're Muppets. Okay, they're Muppets putting on a production.
It is weirdly meta, yeah.
Are they, and everybody's okay with that. Like, no one's weirded out that the vegetables are talking, or the grapes are talking.
Yeah, the food speaks in this universe, and that's disconcerting.
It really is, because... Imagine eating grapes. You don't eat them all at once. You don't kill them.
No, you eat
them
one at a time.
Exactly. Those grapes would be screaming the whole time.
And you really savor them, too. You let them squish between your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Do they feel it when you bite the grape or when you sever the grape?
I think they're going to feel it a little bit when you bite them, and then they'll just die.
Yeah, at least emotionally.
They'll die a shrieking grape death.
For people who don't understand, though... it's not that each individual grape was sentient. The bushel of grapes spoke.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that it's like picking, plucking out someone's fingers and eating each finger, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably exactly what it's like
for that
sprig of grapes.
And are those real Muppets in the meta world, like actor Muppets, that happen to look like food?
I assume so.
Okay. So they're like typecast actors. They're always going to play grapes.
Well, yeah, you're always going to play grapes when you're a grape. You don't have too much range.
That's a shame, though.
As a grape.
Because Kermit doesn't always have to play a frog.
Well, no, he's always a frog, but he can be different things as the frog.
Well, why can't the grapes be a different thing as grapes?
I don't know. It feels weird.
It does feel weird.
Like food just... gets to play food. That's the rules.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Grapes don't have personality.
All right. I mean, that's
Kermit,
fair.
Kermit's one charming frog.
Yeah, he's very good at what he does.
Yeah. Can we move beyond this bit now?
I guess I have. All right.
How many fucking pages of notes did you take about
Well,
this?
I just don't understand what the Muppet universe is, because everybody acts like they're normal. It's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about them as different. Like, they're not. They're not others. They're not second class citizens, which is good. I'm glad.
Well, I mean, I think they are,
but no one seems to wonder what they are.
Well, everybody knows what they are. It's Who Framed Roger Rabbit rules, except they're not treated as like inferior. They're not treated as like second class citizens. It's just like, oh, those are Muppets.
And Muppets so are
and Muppets
meat.
Are is Muppets.
Is Muppet meat puppet? Is it the combination of the words meat and puppet?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
Okay.
Every single one of them is filled with meat.
Yeah.
Just stuffed with meat. It's coming out of if you Kermit smells like a slaughterhouse if you get too close to him.
All right.
Just an abattoir.
And, okay, sorry. So the penguins skate good.
Mm-hmm.
We see that.
Yeah.
How much of them are animals and how much of them are puppet or Muppet? Because the penguins have penguin-like attributes. But does that mean Kermit can jump really high and he's an amphibian and he can survive in water?
Well, he can definitely survive in water.
Okay.
I don't know how high he can jump.
Okay. So there is part of... because then there's a cat Muppet, but the cat Muppet just acts like a cat. It can't talk.
Only it's a Muppet.
Right. So the Muppet part of it is not what gains them sentience.
No, it's the immortal soul, Dave. That's what gives them sentience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess that's all my notes.
All right. On this. That's an episode.
Yeah.
How about we talk about the actual movie?
Okay. Well, it's that classic story Scrooged, but adapted.
Right, adapted to be like in the 19th century.
Yeah.
It's a really neat take on Scrooged.
On Scrooged, Bill Murray's Scrooged.
The Bill Murray, Richard Donner classic Scrooged.
Yep. This made me want to watch Scrooged.
I'm watching. I usually watch Scrooged every Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's terrific.
It's a fabulous film.
I mean, it's a pretty straightforward retelling.
And a lot of the adaptations, like, you start to get familiar with the dialogue because a lot of them just use the verbatim dialogue from the Dickens novel.
Yeah. They sort of roast it, the dialogue every now and then, mm-hmm. which I appreciated.
Yeah. they do the thing that is very common in most Christmas Carol adaptations, is they cut out the whole subplot of Scrooge's mother dying in childbirth and his father casting him out, and then the subplot with his sister.
Yeah.
That's not in most versions, and it's certainly not in this kids version of it.
Has anyone... I haven't read the original story in a very long time, maybe since high school.
Yeah, same.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Like, a little, yeah.
I'm surprised no one's just made like a really gritty adaptation of it.
Watch the it's an old version from the 30s or 40s starring Alistair Sim. It's called A Christmas Carol, but I think the titles in the film call it Scrooge, but it's called A Christmas Carol now, but it stars Alistair Sim. It's a black and white one.
Okay.
And they made it like a goddamn horror movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds intriguing. Yeah. Because I remember the book feeling like a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love how they did the ghosts in this.
That fucking Gelfling ghost. That's the ghost of Christmas Past.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oof, that's some Uncanny Valley shit.
Yeah, that legit creeped me out. It creeped me out when the fucking the knocker turns into the face.
Yeah,
like I knew it was coming, but like it was still kind of a creepy moment. I love the chain. The first ghost. The
Marleys.
Yeah, the Marleys. I loved that sequence with the chains and shit.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. You'll be delighted to hear that watching the behind the scenes, they do the like special effects behind the scenes, and it's just all green screen, But since this was a documentary made in like the 90s, they talk about it like it's the new cool thing, because mm-hmm. it kind of was. So they had to like dangle Michael Caine in front of a green screen for when the Ghosts of Christmas Present like drags him away. Or no, a yeah. past.
Yeah, makes him fly away.
Yeah, so they just like hung Michael Caine up.
Yeah, sometimes you got to dangle Michael Caine from the ceiling. Also, I want to point out that when Michael Caine flies away with the Ghost of Christmas Past, Gonzo throws a grappling hook into his ass.
He so sure does.
They can ride along with him into the past. it's very funny.
It's pretty great. Yeah,
just throwing a grappling hook like Batman, the Michael Caine's asshole,
using every part of the Michael Caine.
It's what you got to do. Let no part of Michael Caine go to waste. True. Cling tenaciously to his buttocks.
Yeah. How come he seems honored to work on a Muppets film, but he wasn't honored to be on the fourth Jaws movie? Come on, Michael.
Yeah.
You're doing a Jaws.
Mm-hmm. That's, what if the Muppets should make a Jaws?
They should. A Muppet Jaws?
A Muppet
Holy
Jaws,
shit.
Yeah. That'd be wild.
Yeah. I'm going through my notes and they're all just questions about the Muppet world. Miss Piggy and Kermit have kids.
Yes.
Are those really their kids in the meta world?
I don't know.
Okay. So they might just be child actors.
They could just be child actors.
How
yeah.
the genetics work there. Because, okay, wait, no, I know, because Kermit in the behind the scenes actually says, he like makes a joke of it, that it's fictional that he's not married to Miss Piggy. Because he's like, he can't be...
He can't be tied down.
He can't be tied down, yeah.
Kermit fucks.
Right, but I assume their authority...
He's got to sow his wild frog oats.
What's that?
I said he's got to sow his wild frog oats.
Damn right he does.
He's got to slap his nuts against several backsides, not just Miss Piggy's.
It's true. It's true.
Those little froggy nuts.
It's little froggy nuts. Oh, yeah. Picture that one, everybody.
Yep. Just Kermit, red-faced, thrusting in mid-climax.
Oh, no. That's your rainbow connection right there. Nice.
Oh, man. Just pounding away.
Oh, this is a weird episode. No, they have... Okay.
Hey, you talked for 12 minutes about the logistics of the Muppet world.
Well, I'm going to talk for a little more.
I'm going to talk about Kermit fucking.
They have... Okay, hold on. This is... All right. This is a combination of them both. Okay. They have a frog son... Mm-hmm. And a pig daughter.
Yeah.
How does that work? Is the genetics gender based? Is it so? I assumed like a hybrid would come out.
Right. Some hideous Island of Dr. Moreau thing that has to be killed the instant it's born because it can't survive. It's just existence is agony for it.
Right. But their DNA works in a entirely different way, apparently.
Right. Like, yeah, it seems like it's like, you know, what color eyes you're going to have. It's like, oh, he's a frog.
That said, Fred, I think Fred Scrooge, is that his name?
No, because that's his sister's kid.
What? Who's Fred? I have in my notes the name Fred.
It's his. It's Scrooge's nephew.
Scrooge's nephew. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Fred's. Yeah, Scrooge's nephew. Okay, I gotcha. Fred, he's hanging out with like orcs and enjoying his Christmas.
Yeah, like he's got like a mixed party of people and Muppets, and yeah, like. Like two of them are like bog monsters.
Yeah, and then like
I don't know
pigs.
What's happening there.
Just hanging out with pigs and orcs. Well, I'm wondering if are
like
the orcs
a really old pig too?
Yeah, yeah. What the hell is that party? How
I don't
do they
know.
All
what,
know each other?
What conversation do you have with an ancient pig?
Yeah.
You guys
man.
Have no common ground.
Maybe, or maybe they really like to party.
Yeah, they probably do.
Yeah. But maybe the orcs are what happens when they breed and it does make a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Let me be clear. I don't, like, I'm okay with that.
Well, no, there's a
I'm
little wrong with it. That's,
about
you
it.
Get you get thrown in the trash, and that's how we get Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, yeah. Oscar is probably. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What two animals made Oscar the Grouch?
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
Like a bat and a crab.
Yeah, probably.
And then that hideous Morlock came out. That's why he's so angry all the time.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Still going through my notes.
Yeah.
Giant spider Muppet.
Oh, yeah.
I guess my final point, and I guess this is about Christmas Carol in general, is I never realized the moral of this is like, there's like a couple morals. There's like, if you're lonely and old on Christmas, it's you better be rich, because otherwise you have nothing to offer people.
Yeah, nobody's going to give a shit about you.
No, you got to buy a turkey.
Well, I mean, that's not really the moral.
Okay, is the other moral that it's up to the rich to give to the poor because we don't have a better system?
That's certainly part of it.
Okay. Because that also felt like part of the moral. I was like, there should be a system to help Kermit.
There should be, but you got to remember, this is like 19th century London.
That's a good point.
Like their debtor's prison exists.
Yeah, okay.
Like he famously talks about prisons and workhouses in the beginning when he's talking about the poor. Like you get sent to a workhouse if you're poor. Like, yeah, it's like the worst time and place to live in poverty.
Right. It's just funny because it's a heartwarming story done in a dystopian like society.
Yeah.
Like it's just silly how that is that we got this classic story out of it.
That was the time in which Charles Dickens lived. It's
right.
It's not like Hunger Games universe. It's like that's the real world.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's super fucked up.
It's about just have an old man, an old greedy man having to be convinced to help his community by a series of hauntings.
Yeah.
It's a weird story.
And also just to be, I mean, yeah, that's certainly part of it.
I'm not criticizing it. I like this story. It's just funny stepping back from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all, it's also because he's just a huge asshole to everybody. So it's like, hey man, be nice.
That's true. I would have accepted him just being nice.
Help your fellow man.
Yeah.
Because he's a predatory lender is the idea.
Yeah. He is a real bad guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. So he kind of needs to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
He throws a Muppet out of his office, like bodily, in the beginning.
Yeah, he does. I thought he was going to hurt that mouse. The little street mouse who's singing? I thought he was going to step on him.
It was a rabbit, but yeah.
Oh, it was a rabbit.
He does throw a wreath at him and knocks him down. Like, the wreath is the size of the rabbit.
If he killed him,
mm-hmm.
is that manslaughter? Is that murder in this world, you think?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who's going to arrest him, though.
Animal cruelty.
The cops are... No. It would be, like, regular murder.
Right.
But cops are probably all Muppets, so he could just rip their heads off.
Because
he's a human, and he's more powerful.
Yeah, there might be some human cops, I imagine.
Because he's not made of felt.
But yeah, he can, at any point, rule this Muppet world.
He kind of already does.
Yeah, that's true. But there are reasons you don't think. Like, you think he could just twist their heads off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're made of felt. What the fuck are you going to do to me?
But he's, like, paying them and shit.
Yeah.
He's, like, ruling them through greed.
That's true. Well, avarice is the most powerful ruler of them all.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Where were we in the plot?
Christmas past.
Okay. Oh yeah, Christmas present was fucking weird.
Yeah, that was a pretty wild one.
They that's like in the behind the scenes they do a big like a thing on that, because it's like a dude in a suit whose face is controlled by servos that like another dude. It's actually operated by two people.
Yeah, like it's like Big Bird.
Yeah, well, Big Bird's one person. Who recently passed, actually.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, because Big Bird's one... It was one guy, and he's got the arm in the beak, and he's got, like, a little monitor in there and his lines. This was, like, they had a guy off camera who was operating the actual, like, facial expressions and doing the voice.
Right. Yeah, like the Ninja Turtles, rather.
Ninja Turtles, yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's probably where they got it from, because they just worked on Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, fuck, we can do that.
Yeah, we can make a gigantic caveman.
Yeah, nothing about him was ghostly.
Dude. Well, that's kind of how he always looks, but yeah.
Really?
He goes to Christmas present? Yeah, he's like big Viking Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Like in every, yeah, pretty much in every adaptation of A Christmas Carol, he looks kind of like that.
Except for Scrooged, but Scrooged, it's the lady.
Oh, right. It's Carol Kane beating the Christ out of Bill Murray.
Yeah, which is pretty excellent.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that one has a different take on all of them. Like Buster Poindexter is the cab driving ghost of Christmas Past.
Right. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
They like to play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except for the ghost of of Christmas Yet to Come, which is, I feel like, in every adaptation across the board, horrifying.
Yeah, that I was gonna tweet something to that effect as I was watching it, but it's like in every adaptation of A Christmas Carol, like we've just unanimously decided that Christmas Yet to Come needs to be metal as fuck.
Yeah, needs to make children cry.
Yeah, no, he scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Yeah. He's just representing the future.
Mm-hmm.
Is the future that bad?
Well, I think the idea is that it's unknown. You know what I mean?
So you can't see
the ghost's face. It doesn't say anything. So I think the idea was that you wouldn't be able to see it because it's unknown and it's not certain.
It's yet to come.
But it just winds up looking like death.
Yeah, every time. It's just, yeah. it just feels like
fucking the specter of death.
It feels like death doesn't make much money and has to get like the equivalent of an Uber gig on the side.
Yeah. He's moonlighting.
Yeah. And he's just telling people of what yet to come because death, you know, knows the future. Does death know the future? Probably.
I mean, is death, yeah. Like, he knows when you're going to die.
Right, that's true.
That is a form of the future.
Right, yeah.
That'd be a pretty sweet gig.
Being what, death or the yet-to-come ghost?
Either or.
Yeah, oh yeah, you'd be freaking people out. You get to watch people... All right, the worst gig is probably the Christmas Past, because that's when they're still, like, incredulous, mm-hmm. and like, so what? And you're bringing up their terrible life moments.
Right, and they're getting mad at you for it. And it's like, fucker, you made all these choices.
Yeah. Present is kind of a bummer because that feels like you get to watch them get embarrassed and learn that their friends are talking shit about them. And yeah, yet to come is the good one because that's when they beg and they say, I'm going to change. And you get to really mm-hmm. fucking, you know, freak them out.
Yeah, that's when you hit the denial and bargaining stage.
Yeah. How often do you think they do this? Because they have titles, right?
Right, and I'm sure they weren't created just to haunt, like, just for Scrooge's sake.
Yeah, they must...
Like, that's pouring a lot of resources into the redemption of a single man.
Right. And in... If we want to take the movie Scrooged as canon...
Which I do.
Yeah, in Scrooged, they're doing a production... of A Christmas Carol, which means the story exists within that world, which you could argue that the reason the story exists is because they're just a real thing, and Bill Murray's character is just like them. It's those ghosts modernized.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've probably, you know, those are probably new hires. Like they're probably not the original ghosts. I'd like to hope they get to retire.
Yeah.
Or you maybe know, they wanna... switch out. There's probably shifts.
They have rotating shifts. I like that in both. I like that in both examples. It's to save the soul of a rich white man.
Yes, it's the most. Yeah, it's the most important thing.
It's the most precious soul of them all.
Well, that's the thing. Is that this ghost with their magic? Can they not just rob a bank and give the money out? I don't know.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't think it works that way.
Okay. Yeah, I guess not because it doesn't seem like they can actually affect the world.
No.
They have the power. To make someone change their mind, basically, and it takes an entire night and the revelation that the supernatural exists.
Yes.
Which, honestly, it's kind of, that's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine that if a ghost suddenly appeared to me and told me I needed to change my ways, and then also, not only are there ghosts, but there's also an afterlife where punishment is handed out.
Right,
because he sees his old buddies wearing chains. That would have my life would be altered by that experience.
Oh yeah,
I would make different choices.
I would like to, but I also feel like it's how long do you think that would last? Because you know, New Year's resolutions don't last that long for people. Like, that's true. Know I would say I'm going to change, and I might do it for like a couple months.
Yeah.
But like, Scrooge lives in a world with these wacky fucking mutants. Yeah. At some point, I would get fed up with that shit. They say he doesn't. They have to say, like, and he committed to it at the end. They're like, and he's like a father to them, which is weird. I think that's weird.
Well, he's like a father to Tiny. He became a second father to Tiny Tim.
Right.
Not all the Muppets. He's not everybody's dad.
But he, like, don't they say that he's like kind of, he lords over the town, like he helps the town.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, Tom, how are they going to learn to pull themselves up by their bootstraps?
It's interesting you, know? You say that, Dave, because you know? that's not actually possible. It's like Bugs Bunny yanking himself up by his own ears.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know. You know, he's contributing to the problem just by giving them handouts, and they're not going to learn how to work for anything.
Exactly.
And they're going to expect handouts, something for nothing.
Classic propaganda, this movie.
skip over the fact that Scrooge made his fortune by impoverishing them all.
Yes. I was... this felt like a plot hole.
What's that?
He wakes up and he gets the turkey. It's not a plot hole. It just doesn't seem right. He gets the turkey and then he runs around, he sings a song, and he buys all the stuff for everybody. I thought the idea was all the shops are closed on Christmas.
I mean,
is he making them work? Is he like dragging them out of their families and being like, you have to open your shop because I want to spread Christmas cheer? What about those employees?
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Those are all the Black Friday employees.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're probably getting time and a half at least.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the songs?
They're not great. But they're fine.
Yeah. I think the only song I liked was the fucking the one with his ghost friends. And it's not a great song, but there was just some, I think that sequence, the way they puppeted the chains was very cool.
Yeah.
And the look of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good looking movie in general. I mean,
Yeah, the production design is pretty neat.
Yeah, Muppet movies tend to be that way. I mean, it's weird. Like I said, I haven't watched too many Muppet movies, but I've seen some of the more impressive scenes. And this one felt like they're able to cheat now a little more, right? With green screen.
Yeah.
Because they like show them walking sometimes.
Yeah. Kermit has a whole sequence where he's walking with Tiny Tim on his shoulders.
Yeah. I assume they did that with a green screen, but I don't actually know.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, didn't Kermit once ride a bike?
Yeah.
How'd they do that? Was that green screen?
I don't know.
What movie was that?
I don't know. It's probably like The Great Muppet Caper.
Really?
I don't know.
I have a lot of questions that I need answered that I feel like I should go back and
I'm not a Muppet historian.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. I'm not up on my mythology.
Did you ever do the 3D Muppet ride at Disney?
No, I didn't.
Oh. They had it at MGM. They had like Honey, We Shrunk the Audience, or that Michael Jackson one. That
Captain EO.
Yeah, who directed that? Someone directed that.
Fuck.
I'm not gonna look it up.
It was like John Landis or some shit.
Yeah, it was something like that. Anyway, the Muppets had one that was pretty good.
Angelica Houston is in it.
Yeah. Muppets had a solid 3D show.
Well, good for the Muppets.
I don't think it's there anymore.
Muppets needed a win.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I liked? I liked when Animal played the drums, when they had that office holiday party.
Yeah, Fezzy
and young
Luke's
Scrooge.
Party.
Yeah, young Scrooge meets that lady. She is that in the original? Because I know it's in Scrooged. I don't.
Yes, it is.
He has a romantic thing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That he ruins.
That he ruins. Yeah, that checks out. It's weird to think of Michael Caine fucking.
Well, he does.
Yeah, he fucks right there with Kermit.
Yeah, you know, he throws it down.
Mm-hmm.
He throws it right down.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Crushing ass.
Kane? Oh, 100%.
Yeah. International ass crusher.
It was so delightful to see him in this. He kind of made the movie for me.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, Captain EO was directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
There it is. I knew it was something insane.
Yeah, something completely batshit.
Something that shouldn't have happened.
There's a lot of things about that shouldn't have happened.
No, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, Michael Caine being in this is A-plus S-tier content. This
really is
magnificent.
He said he took the role, the inspiration for Wall Street Cheats and Embezzlers, which, yeah, that checks out.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of, if you were to modernize this story, that's sort of who you'd want to do. Like, I like Scrooged, but they picked, like, a TV executive, right?
Yeah.
What a weird choice.
Yeah. Accurate. That is a weird choice. Yeah, he's a fucking, like I said, he's a predatory lender.
Yeah, he's a predatory lender to Muppets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is kind of the most hellbound job.
Right. Your sweet Muppet bucks. Yeah. A lot of homeless Muppets in my in my district. Just throwing Muppets out in the street.
Just hucking those Muppets like little Nerf footballs.
Muppets starving to death in alleys.
Yeah. So they have to eat. I guess they do. And Tiny Tim gets sick.
Yeah, Tiny Tim has like polio.
Yeah, what's a Muppet doctor do? Yeah, he has Muppet polio. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's got Muppet polio.
I guess they must be on the inside. They must just be flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm. They're just like weird felt creations.
Yeah, they're just like you. It's like skinning an animal and replacing its flesh with felt.
Yeah, the felt does, like they're somewhat invulnerable. Like they can take falls and take beatings that human beings cannot.
Yeah, I mean they can die of disease apparently.
They sure can.
That's pretty fucked up.
They can get little Muppet bone cancer.
Yeah. That's dark.
And then Kermit the Frog is going to come home and talk about the burial plot he picked out for you.
Right. Okay. But okay. Here's the thing. Again, the meta thing is that they're actors portraying that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they can't. Like, are they immortal creatures who are mocking us by telling our human stories?
Yeah, probably. Like,
of our frailty to create moral tales for humans in order to, what, control us?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Okay.
I think that, yeah, that's, I'm sure that's it.
Okay. No, that checks out. Well, yeah, because they, okay, there's no, are there Muppets that are sick in the Muppets, like in the meta world?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think, didn't they make, well, that's on Sesame Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street, they're also actors on that. Sesame Street isn't, all right, isn't the, what, are we to understand that the Muppets on Sesame Street are the actors, right? Because Kermit's on Sesame Street.
Yes.
But he's not. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think there's a lot of the same. They don't all cross over, but there's some that cross over, right? Miss Piggy?
I don't know.
I think Miss Piggy's on Sesame Street.
I don't know. I think they're separate.
I'm Googling this.
You son of a bitch.
Kermit.
Is Kermit on Sesame Street?
Yes. Kermit the Frog. All right, hold on. Yeah, he was on Sesame Street.
Okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. You brought this up. I don't know. What are you getting at?
Fozzie Bear must be on Sesame Street, isn't he? But doesn't that mean... Okay, so I think the idea is that they're actors, the Muppets, who are on a children's show and are also doing children's productions, like the movies and stuff.
Sure.
I think that's it. And they're just teaching. So we allowed them to teach our children is what I'm getting from this in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
They're like weird showbiz types who we allowed to teach morals to our children.
Correct.
And imitate our kind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Masquerade as us.
Mm-hmm. All right. I thought this was going to be the one. What's the one where Kermit causes 9/11?
I don't know.
I wrote about this.
I know you did.
Cause I'm Googling it.
What is it? Follow that bird?
They immediately filled it out. Kermit did 9/11. It's one with like time travel or something. Oh, it is a Muppet Christmas film. It's a different one. Oh, it's when they did It's a Wonderful Life, their version of that.
Oh, okay.
Because what happens in that one is Kermit gets to see a world in which he doesn't exist. Like it's Scrooge style. That's why I thought this might have been the one.
So 9/11 doesn't happen when he's not born.
Well, what happens, yes, what happens is he's shown Miss Piggy's apartment. Mm-hmm. And in the background of her apartment, the World Trade Center is seen. And this mm-hmm. was made in 2002. So it means that in the world that Kermit the Frog didn't exist, 9/11 also didn't happen.
Right. Something he did, butterfly affected 9/11 into
exactly.
happening.
That's, that, yeah. mm-hmm. it's pretty dark.
Yeah. Well, heavy lies the crown of Kermit the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Did we get all?
I don't know
what
any of this
means. Did we cover this film?
I think we did. Oh, okay. There's in the ending scene when Michael Caine is like walking through the streets and singing, he stops in front of a candy store that's called Micklewhite's Candies, and that's Micklewhite is his actual name. It's Maurice Micklewhite.
That's Michael Caine's actual name?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Michael Caine's actual name is Maurice Micklewhite?
Yes.
That's incredible.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I see why he made it Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Although Maurice Micklewhite sounds kind of awesome, too, to me.
Yeah, yeah. No, it sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maurice Joseph Micklewhite Jr. is yep. his full name.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? That's cool. I like that little Easter egg. I liked his little song. He said he's, apparently he's not a singer. And
no, and you can tell, but
you
he gets
tell.
Through it.
But he, according to the behind the scenes, he like dove into it. He was like, I'm ready. He seemed very excited to do this.
Yeah, who wouldn't be? Like, you yeah. know, you're making like a Muppet movie for the kids. It's like, and the, like the Muppets are like they really put a lot of care into their Muppeteering.
Yes, they do.
They're really into it. So
they're really into. I did a in film school. I did a 16mm film with puppets,
mm-hmm.
Which was. I could go, it's a long story, but we were given the script to do, and it was, they said we had to do it on a soundstage,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us the script, and the entire script took place outside, and we were like, what the fuck is this? So we were trying to figure out, how do we do this? And we realized if we turn the characters into puppets, we could get away with a lot more in terms of like the soundstage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that, and puppeteers, they take that shit so seriously.
Yes, they do.
They do not want to be seen.
Nope.
They hate being seen. And I get it. It's like their job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like magicians where it's like, we love them. Like, they can be serious like that, and we get it.
Yeah.
And there's a weird thing, like, do you ever watch Kermit when he was on The Daily Show?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
he freaks Jon Stewart out so much because you can't help but to talk to the puppet.
Right. And that's the idea. Like, they yeah. want you to talk to the puppet.
Yeah, they do. And you feel so silly doing it. But yeah, it's kind of cool meeting Kermit.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah. And he's a funny guy again.
I'd fucking hang out with Kermit.
Yeah. Oh, I would 100% hang out with Kermit. Fuck yeah.
Those little froggy balls.
Those little froggy balls.
just demolishing ass.
Yep. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. Kermit fucks all day and caused 9/11.
He does.
Yep. That's what we got out of this.
The force of his fuck thunder brought those towers down. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, that's what it... Yeah, we got to it. Folks, I hope you have the family gather around for this one.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
To listen to Kermit fuck those towers down.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Kermit, how could you?
Just bellowing out an thunderous orgasm.
Yeah, hands waving in the air, going,
towers crumble behind him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Put that in your mind's eye. Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, apparently that's how we're going to cover Muppet Christmas Carol.
This charming, sweet children's movie.
I think we went to a lot of great places tonight.
This family holiday film.
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, they say it was a controlled demolition. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Kermit calls fucking controlled demolition.
It's true. Oh, it's all true.
Mm-hmm.
God, we're great at this. I'm patting myself on the back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Special thanks to Leff.
Thank you,
everybody.
Leff.
Remember, Leff is the reason this happened.
Uh-huh.
So everybody thank Leff for this wonderful podcast on Muppet Christmas Carol.
Do it right now.
Yes. And if you are interested in, you know, telling us something to watch, we have a tier for that on our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts there as well, like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. All sorts of things. We watch movies every Friday night with our patrons.
Check
it out. It's a great time.
Yeah. We also, did you talk about the new tier? We got a new tier.
We have a new tier. It's not that new by the time they listen to this.
That's true.
But we have a 25 tier where you can produce Hypecast. And you get a shout out and you get some merch. And again, great time. You'll have a great time.
We'll all, it'll be just a blast.
Mm-hmm.
A Kermit jackhammering blast.
Yeah. The old Kermit blast.
The old frog blast.
Yeah. It's Mr. Toad's wild ride.
That's right. We also have a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed, where you can get, t-shirts and stickers, mugs, posters. We got all kinds of stuff in there.
We do.
We should definitely do something with Kermit fucking those towers down. I don't know how we can legally get away with that, but we should try.
Probably. I mean, it's Christmas time after all.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got
it. Maybe Disney will give us a freebie.
Yeah. Definitely.
Let me fuck.
Oh my goodness. Oh, we do good work.
We do the Lord's work.
We do. It's true. We're like these ghosts.
We are. Yes.
Yeah.
If we have saved one soul today,
it's all worth it.
Then it's all worth it. Yeah. It's all worth it.